Hi, this is Michael Carr with a podcast called Surviving and Prospering in the Times Ahead. There are many things being said about the times to come, times of challenge and times of evil and times of contention and times of anxiety. But I think that God wants us to have times of success and prosperity and peace. Yes, success, prosperity, and peace. I'd like to talk about some ways that we can survive and prosper in the times ahead. The first way I'd like to talk about today is called capturing the promises of God. There are lots of promises in the Word of God that directly apply to our situation. What we need to do is internalize these promises into our hearts and to our minds. We spend too little time in the Word of God. We might read it a little bit, but do we spend any time capturing the promises in the Word of God? Do we read it? Do we ask God to put it in our hearts? Do we try to memorize them? Do we try to apply them to different situations in our hearts and in our lives? There's lots of wonderful and practical wisdom in the scriptures about almost every situation that we could possibly face in our lives. It's there for the asking. Do we attend Bible studies? Do we do personal Bible studies? Do we think about the Word of God, or look at the Word of God, or hear the Word of God, or watch TV programs about the Word of God? These are all ways that we can internalize God's Word into our lives. Another good way is to get CDs and put them in the car and listen to scriptural promises over and over again. As we do these things, our hearts will remember. When we start to face certain situations that challenge us, how can we possibly do the things of God if we do not know the Word of God? So let's use the Word of God as a guide, an inspiration, as a foundation for our lives, because the Word of God is a foundation for our success. Another way of prospering in the times ahead is to wage war on evil by constantly seeking peace with God. Many of the things that we do that produce stress and anxiety and more tension in our lives are done when we don't have peace. What we need to do is to make the way of peace more prominent in our life. Do we attempt to capture peace? Do we pray for peace? Do we work in peace? Do we try to have peace in our relationships? Or do we try to have our own way? When we try to have our own way, we usually won't have peace. We try to prove that we are right or we are the best. Then we probably won't have peace. God has a way of proving what is right and what is best. If we are right and we do the best, let God speak for us. Let someone else speak for us. But we don't need to speak for ourselves. Humility leads to peace. And peace brings us the ability and the opportunity to draw closer to God. To have anxiety and to have contention is not godly, but is evil. The world has lots of contention and lots of anxiety, but that doesn't produce peace. That produces the opposite. Whatever leads us away from God is evil, but peace at least gives us the opportunity to seek God, to hear His voice more clearly, and to follow Him. Let's pursue peace, not only peace within ourselves, but peace with the people around us, peace at work, peace in our families, peace in our relationships. These are things that God wants us to pursue. Another way is to ask for and plan for times of worship. Do we take time to worship the Lord? Do you worship Him every day, once a week, once a month? Do we offer worship up to Him as a daily act? Do we offer everything we do up as worship? Do we sing in worship? Do we speak with worship? Do we act with worship? There are so many different ways to worship God. But worshiping God invites His presence and calls down His intervention in our lives. It's so important that we worship because we are made to worship God, not worship ourselves or worship things. Too often we spend time worshiping things because we can manipulate and control them, or even worshiping ourselves because it's easy for us to control our lives rather than listen to a living God who wants to speak to us and give us direction. Let's remember that worship leads us to the Lord, which will lead us to peace and strength and hope. Worship opens up all kinds of good things and good opportunities and good ways to experience the Lord. Have we made time to worship? Have we planned for worship? Have we decided that different acts or words will be our worship to God? Let's plan for worship, and let's give God the glory He deserves, and let's give God a chance to draw closer to us in our worship. Another way to prepare for the times ahead is to ask God to steal the affections of our heart. What our hearts have affection for is what we spend the most time with. What do we spend the most time with? Working, earning money, building certain relationships. All these can be good things, but God wants the affections of our heart. Do we do things for Him? Do we live for Him? Do we think about Him? Does our heart pound when we think of God? Or do we just run away? What does our heart think of? What is the treasure of our heart? For where the treasure of the heart is where we will end up with. We will end up with God if God is the treasure of our heart. But if something else is the treasure of the heart, we'll move towards that. Let's be careful what we treasure. Let's be careful what we set our affections on. Another way to be successful in the times ahead is to use times of prayer as a weapon, as a covering. Do we use prayer as a weapon, or just times when we're afraid? We need to pray first and then act later, instead of acting first and praying later. Do we pray first so that we can be prepared, so that we can be positive, so that we can be productive? Prepared, positive, and productive. Those are some of the outcomes of us praying first. When we pray first, it becomes a weapon. When we pray first, we can begin to affect the spiritual realities that affect the physical realities of our lives. Are we ready to pray? Are we ready to prosper? Are we ready to look at things more positively? Prayer helps us to partner with God. When we pray, God draws near to us. and we can experience His great love and His covering. Another way to prepare for the days ahead is to make a plan to combine resources and reduce your debt. Have we used our resources for ourselves, or have we used our resources for others? What have we given away? What do we cherish? What do we want to do with the good things that God has given us? Do you want to build kingdoms for ourselves, or help invest in the dreams of others? What do we want to do with our resources? God is watching, and He wants to give us grace to do things in the right way if we only ask Him. Let's ask for a spirit of generosity and kindness towards other people and not just towards ourselves. And let's reduce our debt so that we're not in bondage to it. For who's ever in a lot of debt is in bondage to their debt. He's always thinking about how to reduce it, or how to alleviate it, or how to take it away. If we slowly make plans to reduce our debt, then we can free ourselves from it. Ask God to give you a plan to reduce your debt. There's a lot of good advice, Christian advice out there to reduce our debt. Let's go and investigate what is the best plan for you to reduce your debt. Reducing your debt gives you freedom to be more generous and more kind about what God gives you. Another way to prepare for the times ahead is to develop your friendship with God and your fellowship with man. Friendship with God and fellowship with man. If there ever was a time for us to be friends of God, it is now. For we'll need His friendship more than ever before, and we'll need His kindness, and we'll need His protection, and we'll need His advice and direction, and His power as never before. With God at our side, we can do many great things. But too often, we don't have God at our side, because we don't invite Him to come, even though He wants to be there. And God wants us to draw together with other people so that we can accomplish even greater things, because God loves all His people. God loves His body, and He wants us to make us one. We're all parts of His body. Yes, we're the fingers and the arms and the legs and the mouth and the ears and the eyes. We all have different roles to play. All different, but all special and uniquely created by God to be a treasure for Him. There's no other finger or eye or ear like yours. You're created to be special and unique. You're created to have a unique and special effect upon someone else and upon this universe that God has made. So we can exercise that through our friendship with God and our fellowship with man. Let's go to God and develop our friendship. Let's draw near to Him so that He can empower us to have fellowship with our fellow man, so we can rise up and do great things together and build a kingdom that we can all prosper in and be proud of. Another way to prosper in the days ahead is to develop habits of sacrifice and acts of love. Too often we think just about ourselves. There's not enough love and not enough sacrifice going around. There's many people who need us, many people who want us to experience His love. Many people who need the love of God. But they don't experience it because we don't give it, or other people don't give it. Do we sacrifice so that others might prosper? Are there acts of love that we can see that we've done during the day? If we had a checklist and had to fill it out, how many acts of love would we put down? What could we say about what we did? What could we say about what we shared with others? What would we say about what we sacrificed? What would God remember? Rejecting fear and seeking out kindness and courage and joy from God is the way for us to prosper. Rejecting fear. Fear is all around us, constantly speaking negative messages, constantly telling us we can't be do it or won't be done, constantly saying watch out for this or watch out for that. But there's also lots of messages of love and kindness and courage that we can seek out that are really from the Lord. God daily puts other people around us to inspire us and encourage us if we'd only look for them. Are we looking for them? Are we looking to be encouraged or inspired? Are we looking to develop courage in our lives? Are we taking some time to identify and face our fears rather than running away from them? We're not alone. We can ask for God's help and the help of good friends and other wise people who can assist us. Seek out joy. Seek out courage. Seek out Jesus, because He is the source of all these things. Seek out Jesus, who will send a love to destroy our fear. Seek out Jesus, who give us hopes and dreams that we can realize. Seek out Jesus, who is the greatest treasure in the universe. The last way I'd like to talk about today in my podcast is to ask God to help you forgive yourself and other people. The lack of forgiveness is one of the greatest problems in our life. Either we can't forgive others and/or we can't forgive ourselves. Whoever we're not in forgiveness with, we're in bondage to. So if we don't forgive, we're bound up to them. It's really important for us to forgive. God says it many times in Scripture and wants us to know that our Father expects us to forgive as He has forgiven us. Forgiveness is what sets us free. Forgiveness offers us opportunities for love and peace that we could never experience without forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of the keys to realizing the kingdom of God and also surviving and prospering, because an unforgiving person won't survive or won't prosper in the days ahead. Are we ready to do the things that we've talked about today? Are we ready to take a few moments to examine how we can improve in each area? God doesn't want us to do everything at once, but He does want us to look at these areas so that we can begin to survive and prosper in the days ahead. For as we draw close to Jesus, Jesus will enable us to survive and prosper. As we draw close to Jesus, we will know the delights of the kingdom of God. As we draw close to Jesus, we'll be the warriors and the lovers that God intended us to be. As we draw close to Jesus, we will know that we will survive and we will prosper, for we will enter into the promises of the kingdom of God. Thank you very much for taking this time. May God bless you and be with you always.